Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a schus for Mars. And I'm Miriam Baschana, Nechad Gittel Bas Rachel Esther, Yudah Moshe ben Margalit Sarah, Eliezer Moshe ben Yisrael Tziakoyen, Nishavala Bracha Batzlacha B'chol Maaseh Yudeihem. We're going to be learning some Inyani Parshas Chukas based on a shir given by Mori Barabi that told the Rebbe Shlita in the year Tovshin Ayin Aleph, Parshas Chukas. After explaining the entire parasha of Paraduma, Rashi brings a medrash agadah miyisodah shal Moshe Adarshan. Vaykhu elecha Paraduma, Moshe leben shivcho shetinef palten shal melech. Amru, tavu ima v'tekaneach atzoa, kach tavu par v'techaper al egel. So Rashi says, it's like a son who dirtied the palace of the king, and they said, let the mother come and clean up the feces. So to the para is going to be mechaper and the egel. The Paraduma is mechaper and the chet ha-egel. Paraduma, Rashi says, Hashem yadimu katola. It's going to become red like a tola, which is a color red. Shachet karui Edom. Sin is called Edom. Sin is red. Tola is midashon tola, it's hashani, which is like this little creepy crawly thing that you make with its blood, the color red. That's the tola. Tamima, al shem Yisrael sheyu tamimim v'nasu bo bali mumim. Why tamim? Because the Jewish people are tamimim, and we became bali mumim. Tavozu v'techaper aleim v'achzu l'tamusam. Let this paraduma come, be mechaper on the Jewish people who became bali mumim by the chet ha'egel. And they'll be returned to the being their tum, to being there to their completion, wholeness. So there are a number of kashas on this Rabbi Moshe Hadarshan. Number one, what's the shaychus between Tumas Meitz and Chet HaEgel? That the para comes and is mechaper for the Chet HaEgel? Tumas Meitz, if somebody comes into contact with death, what does that have to do with Chet HaEgel? Number two, Rashi says that the redness of the para is like the Chet. Chet is Karei Edom, so the par is red, because that reminds us of the sin. And the par is Tumima, because we have to go back to our Tumimus. The par is red, Tava Uima to Par Aduma, Al Shem Im Yadimu Katola, Yishai Aleph Yudches. That the sin is called red, so it's red because our sins are red. Tumima is that we have to go back to our tamimus. So I have an idea. Instead of the para, the redness of the para showing us the past, i.e. the sin, and the tamimus of the para showing us the future, that we're going to go back to our tamus, why don't we say fakert? Why don't you make a white para? Because in the future their sins are going to turn to white. Like the pasuk says, "Im yadimu katola katzemer yiyu." Even though their sins are red, but they're going to turn into white, like wool. And then it can be a balas mum, this animal, just like the Jewish people were bali mumim when they sinned. So it's interesting that the red is al shem ha'avar, al shem ha'chet, the past, and the tmimos is al shem the future. When you could have said fakir, you could have said that the para should be white, because the color is al shem the future, and make it a bal mum, because in the past the Jews were bali mumim. So why did the Torah choose dafka that the admimus should be al shem ha'avar, al shem ha'chet, and the tmimus al shem ha'asid, that they're going to go back to their tamus? Something else to understand is that the pasuk says beikui lecha paraduma tmima. That was the Torah was makdim the tseva of the para, the color of the para, to the shlemus of the para. First you should have told me about the shlemus of the para. That's begufa mamish. And then afterwards tell me what color it is, which is something external, something tafo, we know the color of the skin. Don't judge people by the color of their skin, we were exhorted by Martin Luther King. So it should have said, vayikhu elecha para tmima aduma. First talk about the para, tmimus, and then it's red. Another inyan to be ma'ayin in is that it says tamim al shem Yisrael shayu tamim v'nasu bo bali mumim. The Jews were tamim and they became bali mumim. Let this paraduma come and be mechaper, and they'll go back to their tamas. So we have to understand, what does it mean that a sin made Jewish people into bali mum? And then after tshuva and kapara sapara, they're gonna have return to their tamus. So we find many different kinuyim of gnai. We find many nicknames for Ovri Avera, but never Bali Mum. Rather, Rambam says, it says in Taras Kohanim and Kedoshim, Dayana Makalkal Asadin Karoi Sanui, Ovel, Mshupetz, Cheirim, Toeva. These are all not nice things to call somebody. But that's a person, a Dayan who's Makalkal Adin, but not, you don't see Bal Mum. Rambam says in Ochos Tshuva, Ovri Avera is Emeshai is a Sanu Lifnei Amakom, Mshupetz, and Ruchak, for Toeva. Where he's despised, he's distanced, he's abominable. But where do you see this inyan of Baal Mum? And when he does tshuva, he goes back to his tamus. So, in order to explain, answer all of these kashas, we have to be miyashiv b'derech ha-pshat, the first kasha. What's the shaychas between chet ha-egel and misa? So we asked that it says that the parah should come and be mekaneach tzoas ha-egel. What's the shaychas between Chet HaEgel and Tumas Meis, that's purified by the Parah Aduma? So, Parah Aduma purifies Tumas Meis, what does that have to do with the Chet HaEgel? The Pashup Shad is that the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says in Daf Hei that the Jewish people were Makabal the Torah in order that the Malach HaMavitz shouldn't rule over them, they shouldn't die. So when the Jews received the Torah, they weren't supposed to die. The light of Torah is supposed to give us eternal life. Ani Amarti Elohim Atem L'Vnei Yom Kulchen. We're supposed to be angelic and live forever. And Malach HaMavis would have no shlita. But Achein Ka'adam Temusun. But then we did the Chet HaEgel, and then we had to die again. So you see, Chet HaEgel brought death. So we understand now that the Paraduma, which is B'chabu for the Chet HaEgel, is the Matayr Tumas Meis. Because that's the Kapara, that's Chet HaEgel brought death. And Paraduma is B'chabu death. Now we understand this, we can answer the other kashas. Chazal say in the Medrash, is in Bamidbar Rabbah, Zayin Aleph. That B'sha sheyotzu Yisrael m'mitzrayim, hayu kol ruban bali mumin. Bama b'nei sheim b'geim b'titu l'veinim. The Jewish people, when they left Mitzrayim, they had a lot of injuries, a lot of mums, a lot of bodily disorders. Because when they were working so hard and they were in servitude, things were so terrible. They were losing eyes and arms and legs, and a lot of bad stuff was happening. So when they came to Midbar Sinai, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "Is that the covet of Torah that I should give the Torah to Bali Mumin? But if I wait, so then I'm holding off Matan Torah. So what did Kadosh Baruch Hu do? He brought Malachim down and they healed the Jewish people." And then when they did the Chet HaEgel, they became Bali Mumin again, they became Zavim, they became Mitzorayim. Like it says in the Pasuk after the Chet HaEgel, Ve'ar Moshe Sam Kit Paruahu, Ve'in Paruah Loshen Tzaruah. As it says, Ve'at Tzaruah Sherbo Anega, Roshu Yeh Paruah. So you see from this Medrash, that unlike other sins, the Chet HaEgel made them into Bali Mumin. So it's not like normally when a person sins, he could be Sanui Mukshukot, Meruchuk, Toeva, like we saw Lashonas before of being despised. But he's not a Bali Mumin. But after here by the Chet HaEgel, they left Mitzrayim Bali Mumin, and then when they did the Chet HaEgel, they went back to their Mum. Zara Kaddish and Parshas Emor, it's Tzadi Yom Beis, and the Pasuk Yishu Zarcha Ladarasa Mishaya Bo Mum, Lo Yikrab Lahakrib Lechem Lokov. It says Rabbi Yitzchak Amar begin to iu pogim a man to iu pogim lo eschazu l'shamasha b'kutcha, that a person who has a mum is pasul l'kahuna, because the mum shows that there's some sort of pagam in the nefesh ha'adam and it pasuls him in a kahuna. The iu pogim, he's pogim lo eschazu l'shamasha b'kutcha, he's not roy to serve in the holy. We find in the Gemara that a dayan can't be a Baal Mum, and it's passing in the Rambam. Why not? I could be a big Talmud Chacham, but there's some sort of pagam in Mum that disallows him from being, based on the Zohar, that disallows him from being a Dayan. So we see that after the Chet HaEgel, the Jewish people went back to their Mum, so we can understand Rashi. Rashi compared us to red. And And that's based on the Malbim. The Malbim says that in this pasuk, "V'chuna b'minachay omar Hashem yuchatechem kashanim kashelegel binu imedimu katola katzemer yiyu." So we have certain sins are called chatechem kashanim. Your sins are going to be red like a shani, like some scarlet. Yadimu katola, another type of red. So one type of red turns into sheleg, and one type of red turns into tzemer when they do tshuva. So what's the difference between the two reds? So the Malbim says that when it says im yadimu katola, that's like more serious aveiros. When you talk about the shani is only red on the outside. But when you talk about the tola is red on the inside. It's more pnimistic aveiros. That's why it says, "Im yuchatechem kashanim," if it's only externally red, kasheleg, which is a lighter white, it can become very, very white. Like it says in the Mishnah Gaon, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. But im yadimu katola, which is the red is much deeper, the sin is much more entrenched, then it only becomes like tzemer. The white is not one of the lighter whites. So less white than shelek, like the Mishnah tells us in Egoim. So the Malbim is telling us there are two types of sins. There's one that's deeper inside of us, that's the Adimu Katola, and Yuchatechem Kashani, that's the more external sins. And it's interesting here that Rashi brings Paraduma Shem Yadimu Katola, Shachet Koreedom. It talks about Natim Yuchatechem Kashani. Shani also is red. But here we choose dafka the end of the pasuk, because the red of the tola, that's more pnimistic, that's the blood, that's the inside. So memela, that was the sin of the Jewish people. Not just this red string, but something more pnimistic. That's externally red, but internally red. That's what the Malbim says, and that's why here it brings im yadimu katola katzemer yiyu, more pnimistic or red. That was the sin went deep. Now we understand why the Torah was makdim to be mitzav and the paraduma. First we said para aduma and then tumima. Remember we asked why does it first say aduma and then tumima? Start with the tumimus and then the adum. It's more fundamental that the animal's shalem than it is the color of the animal. But we start now that it's paraduma. So it's telling us that you shouldn't think that the admimus is something chitoniistic, like tzeva hashani. The shani, that's scarlet, that's more externally red. But this, it starts off aduma to tell us no. It's in the pnimius, the Torah was makdim to be mitzav and the red shows that the sin went into our bones. Not only that, in the Rambam in Perek Aleph Mechas Parah Lachahei, says that if the eye and the teeth and the tongue are not red, it's not pasul. Meaning, ideally, even the eyes and the teeth and the tongue of the animal should be red. The whole thing should be red, because that's the chashivas of the red to show us the sin. How important it was, how deeply entrenched the sin was within us. So what happened? The Jewish people left Egypt, and they're mostly Bali Mumin, 210 years of hard servitude. And Hashem says, how can I give the Torah to Bali Mumin? So the Malachim came and they were Merapeyas. Kulach Yafa Rayasi Mumin Bach, Pasuk says, without Mumin. And then after the Cheda Egel, we went down again. We went back to our original Mumin. And it wasn't Chateichem kashanim, externally red. It was internal. And therefore when we get white again, it's ketsemer. It's not the same white. It's the white of wool, which the Mishnah says is not as white as snow. Red, we know in Kabbalah, is midas hadin. A lot of din. It brought down a lot of din of this sin. that's the Omek Divrei Rashi, Paradum al Shem Im Yadimu Katola, Shechet Kariyad Adam. The sin is called red. Why is the sin called red? Why not call it black? Because it brings a lot of darkness to the world. Why is it called Edom? The reason it's called Edom because the Emes, why is red called red? Because Edom is Milashon Dam. Edom is Milashon Dam. And therefore the sin is called Edom. Because it shows that the reason for the sin, the reason for the sin is the boiling blood. It's the taivas, it's the desires of a person that makes him sin. That shows the pnimius of the chait is dam, is edom. It comes from Mesichas Hadam, and it's not something external. There are many sins that get to the pnimius of a person. Now we can understand why the Torah didn't command us to take a par levana and balas mum. Balas mum, because after the sin they became balei mumin, and that's al shem ha'avar, what the sin did, and then it should be white. Al shem ha'asid, it's going to turn into white. Kulo hafach lavan taru. But the answer is that since they got to the madriga of yadimu katola, that they were so mishtarish b'chet, it was so part of their pnimius, their atzmus. So even if they go back to their tamusan, they won't be able to be the strong white again. They won't be like snow. They'll only be ketzemer yiyu. And that therefore we weren't commanded to take a white parah. Because after we went back to our mum, it's so much a part of us that we can't get back to the white. It's not going to be the proper white. Once the red was that deep red, there's no coming back to the white. Not the white we want. So therefore, we weren't commanded to take a white cow in order to tell us that we're not getting back to the original white. Ein ma la'asot. We take the red shows us dafka, that was a pnimistic, yadimu katola, it was a very pnimistic sin. It was the red that was on the inside, not just an external red, but a red all through and through. That's what it means. Rashi says, "V'yachzru l'tamusam," that after they bring this animal, they're going to go back to their tamus. Meaning, they're not going to go back to tamus. They're not going to be shleimim. They go back to their tamus, whatever, on their madriga, because they can't get back to the original white. And that's really the avod of Parshas Chukas and Paraduma. Is to get back to our white. Try as much as we can to uproot the sin of the Paraduma. Sfasemis writes in Parshas Korach, Tafresh Lamed Aleph, what's interesting, Kedushan Tara, Kadosh Umitchilasa. The person starts with Kedushan, and then Tara comes from his Avoda to push away the Tumah. So Kedush is like a Kohen, it's Kadosh Mirechem. But Tara is somebody who works hard to be Matara himself. And the Pasuk says, Mi Tain Tara Mitame, the Sfasemis quotes. Tara comes from Tumah. From the Tumah you can come to Tara. We know the famous Rambam and his Perish HaMishnah Parah Perigimel Mishnah Beis, that a person who is Tumah and became Tar is more Tar than a person who was never Tumah in the first place. Because the Torah says that he's Tar. A person who never became Tumah, the Torah doesn't call him Tar. But somebody who's called Tar, the Torah says he's Tar. So that's a higher level of Tara. Like that's the madrig of the Baal Tshuva over the Tzaddik. And we know that everybody on their own madriga, everybody has their own asyonos. We can't judge anybody. And all we can do is just try our best to come back to the world of Tara. Now this Shabbos was Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. Tammuz is Rosh Hashanah. It's Zmani Tshuva Mimash Rishin Ubayim. Right around the corner, Tammuz of Elul, not far. Before we know it, there we are again. Ayam, you may be kurei anovim. letters before Anavim without a Yud are Samoil, rough days, Yarchin de Esav. This is when we have to fix the movement of our guf and the begamim in our nefesh. We should all be zochim et Hashem. Lalos b'malos ha'torah v'ayir mitoch simcha b'tuv lev of merov kol. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.